from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. This is the gas. I filled my car and don't need to go to gas station for about a week. To be honest, I hate the smell of gas. Makes me feel bad. The oil and petrochemical products may remind many of Iran, though I particularly remember the city of Abadan in southwestern Iran, which its name is mingled with oil and oil refinery. Actually, today we are going to take a trip to Abadan in order to visit an amazing museum. Yes, Benzinkhane Museum, literally Gasoline House Museum. The first gas station in Iran was established at the center of the city of Abadan by British Petroleum Company in 1927. This site was initially used as a place for selling and distributing kerosene, though after a time, and by the import of cars to Iran, this site changed into a gas station. Earlier, fueling was done by manual pumps and then sold to customers. Benzinkhane Museum of Abadan, with an area of 1,856 square meters, is located in proximity of a new gas station in this city. The main building of the museum holds the documents, papers, and objects related to the gas station, including pumps, measurements, tins, and other devices which have been put on display. There are also two other minor buildings in the area, one used for exhibiting all the documents related to the distribution of petrochemical products in the country, and the other one used for the convenience of the visitors. I am now at Abadan Airport. I just got off the plane. The humid weather and the special scent of this city, which comes from petrochemical products. These two features tell me that I am in the city of Abadan. I love this city. I am now at Benzinkhane Museum of Abadan. At the main gate of the museum, there is a sign which reads, "The first gas station of Iran." Let's go inside the area of the museum. Such a pretty area. Oh, wow, palm trees. Eucalyptus trees and Bougainvillea bushes have all made a very beautiful scenery. I am now at the western part of the area of the museum. Here, there is a collection of gas station equipment, each organized according to the year of its production and completion process. Oh, look. This is a glass manual pump. The sign next to it says, "This pump dates back to 1925. And here there are 12 systems made in Britain, US, Japan, as well as Germany, Australia, and India. Oh my God, this is amazing. Here, there is a gas station dating back to 1927, which is actually reconstructed. It's a brick-made building, which has a sign in Farsi and old fonts that reads, "The Center for Selling Homemade Products." And on the other side, there is an advertisement which reads, "Just use the pure parse gas." And here, there is an old red Opel car, which is reconstructed, actually. This car is put in front of a replica of one of the oldest gas station systems in the world. There is also a replica of a gas station worker dressed in uniform, filling a car. It's made creatively. Oh, I completely feel I have traveled to 1927. Though I wasn't born at that time. I am now in another hall of the museum. In this hall, there are domestic and industrial devices which work with petrochemical products, as well as banknotes and stamps related to the oil industry. There are also different types of lamps, kerosene lamps and kerosene stove. Remind me of my grandma's old house. And on the walls, there are old black and white photos. In this old photo, you can see men and women standing in a queue waiting for oil. Oh, look at here. There are different types of graduated measurements and 20-liter tins special for carrying fuel and petrochemical products. I was wondering how hard life was at those times. If you happen to visit Benzinkhane Museum of Abadan, look at the newspaper ads in this museum. I'm sure the old photos and writings which advertise oil make you feel excited. Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.